Today is the feast day of the great doctor of the church, St. Jerome. And St. Jerome was called a man of extremes. He lived to an extreme old age of 91. He had a sort of an extreme name. His name was Eusebius Hieronymus Sophronius. But they called him Jerome for short. And he undertook extreme penances. He was a man of what we call a choleric temperament or choleric personality. You study, there are four different personality types, the sanguine, the phlegmatic, the melancholic, and the choleric. Jerome was the type A personality. He would have been the head of a corporation if he lived today. He was known for his great drive and his zeal and leadership, but also his quick temper, especially in combating the heretics of his day. He was born in the year 345 in what is present-day Yugoslavia. He had a Christian family that sent him off to Rome at the age of 12 to get an excellent education. There he enjoyed watching all the games and the spectacles, the amusements of Rome, which later were a source of temptation for him, which he gave up. And he sort of had his conversion at the age of 19. He was baptized at age 19, and after he would often go down to the catacombs and spend time in prayer in the catacombs. And when he thought about how much the Christian martyr suffered for the Lord, this helped bring about his conversion. He then went off and spent a number of years in prayer and solitude, trying to live the monastic life. He was then chosen to be ordained as a priest and again went off to live as a monk. He was never in a parish or any kind of a setting like that. He was always more into prayer, penance, and study. From his earlier days, he had still many temptations to fight off, so the way he fought off his temptations was to study Hebrew and to hand copy books. And he went off to live in the desert and then went off to Constantinople to study under the great Greek theologian Gregory Nazianzen. And then Pope Damasus heard of this brilliant man, and he asked Jerome to come to Rome to be his secretary, so he became Pope Damasus' secretary for a number of years. And he realized that in Jerome we had a man who was incredibly gifted and talented, who knew sacred scripture so well that the Pope commissioned Jerome to do a translation of the Bible, which was a huge, really a lifelong task, to translate the Hebrew Old Testament and the Greek New Testament into Latin, to put it in the common language of the people. And so Jerome felt the best place that he should go was the Holy Land, to go to Bethlehem and to learn and study Hebrew under the rabbis in Jerusalem. And so he did. He moved to Bethlehem at this point, spent the next 30 years of his life really living in a cave near the birthplace of where the Savior was born in Bethlehem, really in the almost within a stone's throw of where the Lord was born. So he went there and he did. He spent the next 30 years of his life translating sacred scripture. And we call this translate the Vulgate, which means the common language of the people, which was Latin. And during this time, he continued to struggle with his temptations and also with his quick temper. He was fighting the heresies of his day. And really his three main causes that he championed were, first of all, the translation of the Bible. Secondly, his great writings about monastic life, which became the forerunner of most of the great monasteries in the future. And third, his unflinching loyalty to the Holy Father, the Pope, and to be completely orthodox in following the teachings of the Church and combating heresies. He died at the age of 91. His great contribution, of course, for the translation of the scriptures. And his famous quote is that knowledge of scripture is knowledge of Christ. Ignorance of scripture is ignorance of Christ. So I think on this feast day of St. Jerome, we should learn and study the sacred scriptures and to realize that if we want to get to know the Lord better, we need to delve into the Holy Scriptures, delve into the Word of God, because knowledge of scriptures is knowledge of Christ.